Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because it's news shoe time. Welcome back, everybody. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, everyone, but my usual partner in crime, Benjamin Orr, the Spring Demon, a.k.a. the Spring Defender, as he's known in some circles, has taken ill, and he cannot join us this week. But taking his place is the equally as devious Spring Offender, Don Pitch.
Thank you for having me. And yes, I'm the Spring Offender. I was what Ben was actually apologizing for.
Right. He was making apologies for, and this all just came to light very recently. So maybe we need to go back to the Spring Defender because all of a sudden the Spring Demon just, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So with that being said, you know, I'll try not to offend too many people today, but that I cannot guarantee anything.
That's fine. Offensive is good. Offensive sells papes, right? That's what the kids say, papes?
Yeah, papes. I believe that's how it is.
So Don, this weekend I attended a very sacred beer festival in honor of the Dark Lord, and boy, did I get drunk. But, you know, not so drunk that I couldn't sober up by the end of the day, which, considering all of the beer I was drinking and the level of alcohol in most of them, is quite a testament to my ability to withstand alcohol. Whether that's genetics or just alcoholism is for no one to say other than my doctor. But I had a great time. And it hasn't stopped, Don, because I'm currently drinking beer out of a fucking glass chalice.
Oh, nice. We talking Stella or are we talking something actually?
Oh, no. This is a thick, sturdy glass chalice. This thing is fucking built for a man. And it says three Floyds on it.
And it's built for a man and also a bar fight.
It's a skull with wings is basically what it is.
I like it.
And the beer is delicious, and that's really half the battle. But I really, you know, I wanted to class up the show, so I was like, I better get a pimp cup. It's important to me to be classy during recordings.
Well, I like it. Was that also accompanied by a pimp? What am I looking for? I just fucked that one up. Let's go on, Lou.
Yeah, let's move on from whatever the fuck that just was. Take it easy, Ben. well, don't get worked up too much. So yeah. So anyways, the moral of the story is that for as hard of a time as I give people and for the states I make fun of, I would just like to say Indiana fucking sucks. Oh my God. What a shithole. I love that brewery and all the people we met were super nice and were really good people, but that state just fucking blows. Like, they don't sell liquor on Sundays. At one point I wanted to grab my neighbor's hand and just walk hand in hand with him through town just to see what would happen. Like, there were a couple of times where I was like, let's do it. Now is the time. I got to see what happens. But this particular festival that we were at completely decried everything that was going on in the state. There was a little anti-government faction going on, which I thought was cool. We actually thought there would be protesters because of the way that Three Floyds approached the stupid laws of Indiana. But really what I'm trying to say is Indiana is definitely one of the worst states in the continental U.S. of A. Fuck that state.
Yeah, so I take it as a compliment that I've never been there.
Yeah, you're not missing much. It sucks.
They can keep all of their Hoosiers. I don't really care about them then.
Sure. What is that even?
I don't know. I think it's just somebody who really likes basketball, but I can never tell.
Is it someone who just like asks the question, who's your daddy, all the time?
I believe so. That's what the kids are saying, right?
That makes sense. The kids, yeah, all the kids are saying, who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, right?
I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. But I have a question, Lou. You said they don't serve liquor on Sundays.
That's correct.
So was this a one-day festival on Saturday?
Yes, it absolutely was.
Ridiculous.
Terrific. However, I was still able to purchase beer at the brew pub itself today, which was nice. So, you know, some rules are made to be broken, I guess.
They're pushing the borders right there.
Yes. I like to push borders too, Don. I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, you know, the boundaries, you know, the rules, you know, that type of stuff. Sure. You know, they're just going at it. They are saying F you to the man right there.
Yeah. Don, you know who else pushes the boundaries?
Who?
People in China who hire strippers for their funerals.
Oh.
Like in story number one. The headline reads, China says, please stop hiring funeral strippers. In China, it has become sort of a, I don't know if I'd call it a custom, but based on this article, it's certainly a phenomenon, perhaps even a, no, phenomenon, I think is the right word.
I think it is.
Yeah, they're going, so the government is going to work closely with police to eliminate strippers from performing at funerals because it has become such a wildly popular event. There were pictures released of a funeral in the city of Handan, and it showed a dancer removing her bra in front of the parents and children of the deceased. Just awesome. You know, of all the terrible things that they could have done, China totally redeems themselves with having strippers at funerals. And the fact that the government wants this to stop, it isn't just a crime against humanity. It's a crime against strippers.
It's a crime against everybody, because who doesn't like some big old tatas? I mean, for real.
Like, all right, you want to be respectful. I understand that. The Chinese are very respectful people. What better way to honor the dead than a smoking hot stripper, probable escort, dancing to Warren's Cherry Pie? There just isn't anything finer. There's no better way to honor a dead person than that. Who doesn't want that in their life?
I want that. I want that in my life. I want that in my afterlife. Sign me up.
I also want it. I won't lie to you. I'm into it. But I think it's just so sad that, you know, we always have to have, you know, somebody's got to be pissed off about something all the time. That ain't right.
Well, Lou, I mean, I just think China in general, the government wants, we've covered this, or you've covered this in previous episodes, in which they just want no fun whatsoever in their city, man, or in their country.
They are just the fun-hating capital of the world. Just unbelievable. They won't sell clothing to their own people because they're racist. Like, they're just losing their minds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the other thing that's crazy is that they found at least 12 different funeral performance troupes. So here's what that's led me to conclude, Don. Either China isn't doing as well as they say they are, or stripping is like the fourth biggest industry in China.
Yeah, there's definitely a market for it. And
clearly.
Yeah, it's simple supply and demand. If there wasn't a demand for it, the supply would have gone to zero by now. So with that being said, you can only be led to believe that this is actually becoming a prominent thing.
I mean, I wish that that was a custom we had in our country. Like, they're pissing away what could be a future custom in their country. Like, mm-hmm. I wish we had something cool like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I would, if I were dead, I would actually go to China so that I could have strippers at my funeral. Everybody, it would be a destination funeral.
Hey, now you're on to something, Don. Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking outside the box. You're setting a new bar for something awesome. A destination funeral. Terrific. Destination.
Exactly. Who wants to get married in Hawaii? Not me. I want to die in China.
Don, you know where I'd go for my destination funeral? Huh. To wherever they filmed the Big Lebowski scene where John Goodman emptied Steve Buscemi's ashes into the face of Jeff Bridges. That's where I'd want to go.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, spoiler alert if no one saw the movie.
Oh, yeah. Steve Buscemi does.
No, I mean, that movie's only what, 15, 20 years old.
Yeah, I think we've passed the point. You know what? The good news is that that reference made sense to you. It's been so long since I could use movie references so freely. but that's good though. A destination funeral. I think that's something we can all get behind.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, if it wasn't in Iowa, I think I would choose the ball field in Iowa from Field of Dreams. But, you know, that's a little too sappy for me. I think I just want to go to Beijing and hire some fucking strippers.
You know what they say about Iowa? It's the nut sack of Minnesota.
Oh, yes. Ashley taught us that a couple weeks ago.
It's true. And it's now my new favorite thing. So you'd want to have your ashes dumped in a ball field inside of a nutsack.
Yeah, or the Yangtze.
The what?
The Yangtze River.
Why would you want to go there?
Because I can have strippers at my fucking funeral.
Yeah! You're goddamn right. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
So, Lou, by the way, what I think was the funniest thing is the fact that if I were a child and I were to have seen this, this would have been the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah, probably. That's good stuff.
And so I actually do want to go out this way. So, Lou, as you being my best friend or one of them, is that I have a list here that I need you to fulfill when I die.
Oh, shit. All right. What is it?
So we're having a DJ.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. We have an open bar.
Sure. That's acceptable.
My 87-year-old grandfather, Don. And we're going to have some fucking strippers, of course. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be dancing on a Camaro.
Does it matter, like, what year? Like, can it just be a Camaro?
You know what? I could give two shits what year it is. It could be a crappy late 80s one.
All right. I'm just making sure, because I got to make sure I get this right. Because if I don't, I don't want your ghost to haunt me for the remaining. Well, if you die when you're 87, I'll probably already be dead.
Well, you know. I mean,
you know, all the drinking that has been well documented time and time again through the show.
You and I are going to be neck and neck, so it's not really a big issue.
It's
going to
be like, a photo finish.
It's a coin flip. So with that being said, if you still are alive, you then also have to buy me a lap dance, weekend at fucking Bernie style. Like, just prop me up and just have her go to town.
I'm totally going to weekend at Bernie's. You, Nate Reed and I are going to fucking weekend at Bernie's. You. We're going to drag you around to try to pick up chicks, right? That's what that movie was about again?
Yeah, exactly. So, Lou, you now have my list of demands.
I think that your demands are fair, and I will do everything in my power to meet those demands. So I think that's really all I have to say about that.
You know, and that will help me, much like the Chinese believe, it'll help me in my afterlife with the more people being able to see and be entertained at my funeral. So there you go.
Indeed. Now, Don, I know that you've made your last wishes known, and I understand that your love for the strippers is very important, but isn't there a place you'd rather be buried?
Where I'd rather be buried? I think I would rather be buried, yeah, somewhere awesome, somewhere picturesque.
Sure. Somewhere, you know, maybe somewhere north of the border, eh?
Yeah. You know, nice and pure and clean.
Which leads us to story number two. Nice. The headline reads, should the, quote, land of rape and honey, end quote, change its town slogan? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tisdale. Tisdale, Saskatchewan?
Yeah, that's how you do it. I believe that is phonetically
all right.
Correct.
In Tisdale, Szechuan chicken, there's God, Jesus Christ. All right, hold on. Let me get that figured out. One more time. In Tisdale, Saskatchewan, it's an agricultural town historically known for producing honey and rapeseed. Yeah. I didn't mispronounce that. It's rapeseed. A flowering yellow plant cultivated for the oil of its seeds. You may know it at home, if you're playing along, as canola oil. But unfortunately, that's not the meaning of rape that comes to most people's minds, as the story cites. Don?
Yes?
Why wouldn't you want to have your ashes buried in the land of rape and honey?
Yeah, sign me up. I mean, strippers. I should have probably added that to the list. Yeah, bury me somewhere where rape is prominent.
Now, here's another good question. How surprised were you that this wasn't a town in the South?
Very, very. I'm like, this had Alabama written all over it.
I mean, when I heard that it was Canada, I thought, well, there's just no way that this can be correct. The Canadians are a peaceful lot.
And also, I guess that just is a testament to the Canadians. They're just so pure and naive that they didn't think that rape was a bad word.
So what would the land of rape and honey look like? I mean, we don't have to describe rape. That's not what I'm asking you to do. But, like, if you were to enter a town and saw that slogan, like, what would pop into your mind?
Well, it sure as hell isn't going to be John Lennon.
No, good point. I imagine, you know what I picture, and this is this. I think there's something wrong with me. I picture those honey bear, those plastic honey bear things, like doing it. Except it's you know, someone didn't consent.
Yes, I can see.
That's what I picture, and then in my brain it makes it okay because it's just an impossibility. It's just silliness.
Actually, I think it's the Honey Nut Cheerios honeybee. Just giving it to ladies who don't say yes.
Oh, no. Not the honeybee. First, I lost Chester Cheetah. Now he's some sort of deviant pervert who encourages children to shoot their moms in the ass with Cheetos. And now you're telling me that the Honey Nut Cheerios bee is going around poking ladies that don't want it?
Yeah.
Christ.
He's like, you want my stinger? Too bad.
Only in Kaskashistan.
Exactly.
The land of milk and whorehouses.
Yes. I like the fact that they are only coming now to the conclusion that they need to change their slogan or potentially change their slogan.
And they've got to they haven't even changed it yet. Like, that's still what it's called.
Yeah. This is in the yes or no phase. Should we do it? This isn't even think tanking up other ones. I mean, they do have a couple here, but they're lame as shit.
Yeah. I like the quote, from what I understand, a lot of people feel there's a tradition involved. You mean the tradition of rape?
Yes.
Well, if that's what you mean, fine, I guess. But let's also point out that rapeseed, by that account, rape does grow on trees. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's unfortunate. That's not what I want to hear.
Hey, it's the seed that doesn't take no for an answer.
Oh, man. You know what? And here's the other thing about rapeseed is you're going to plant it whether it wants you to or not.
Yep. It is just going to spread like wildfire.
Oh, man. It's just there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Nope. It is going to just keep pounding you and pounding you.
Yeah. Do you think that they called it canola oil because rape oil sounded a little off-putting? Like, do you think that's why they changed it? Because at some point, even back when canola oil first became like a household product, people were like, well, we tested with the focus group. They hated rape oil.
Yeah, and they didn't want to have sodomy seeds because that was too alliterative.
I like that one way better. I like sodomy seeds much better. You should know, Don, that one of my great loves in comedy is good alliteration. So sodomy seeds is right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, you hear that, Ben? Alliteration, not puns.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's not right. Can't kick a man while he's down. I think now here are some of the alternate ones, Ben. Sorry, Don. It's old habits. I apologize, man. I miss him. And I can see his picture there. It makes me want to sing a Backstreet Boys song.
Hey, the thing is that, you know, I feel privileged that you likened me to such a sexy bitch.
It's true. He's so handsome. So some of the proposed new slogans are a place to grow, a place to be, B-E-E, the bug.
And the cap to Ben.
Land of canola and honey. Don, do you have a better slogan than this?
Well, I mean, they just, like, the land of canola and honey, they just changed one word. And I was like, you're not even trying. You could at least do something more creative, in my opinion. But I took what they did there. And I kind of elaborated it and tried to make it even worse than it was before. So I have a couple, and so I just wanted to share them. My personal favorite, I think I'm going to lead off with, the land of Hitler and honey.
That's good. That one might need some explaining, though, but go on.
Well, Hitler's terrible, so it's just blanket statement.
Sure.
The land of Ben Affleck's career and honey.
Well, but now it's doing a little bit better, but, mm-hmm. you know.
This is my personal favorite because the other one didn't land as well. The land
is a good reason.
It's the land of funeral strippers named honey.
Oh, now that is something I think we can all get behind.
Yeah,
that's the kind of town that I want to live in. You know, I don't really have any. I don't give a shit about this town. I can't even say the province that it's from properly. Saskatchewan.
You know what's funny, Lou, is that I think that once they realized that rape meant rape, I think they just, you know, typically went to the Canadian default and just started apologizing profusely.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that it's amazing that they don't have like $1 million sign budget from people stealing the signs that say honey. Like, it's amazing to me that they haven't exceeded all county budgets because of all the fucking sign stealing. I'm telling you, man, we just can't keep the damn signs. They keep getting stolen, eh?
I'm telling you, in high school, I would have had like 4 or 5 of these already. Yeah, exactly. I would have made that happen.
There's something about that the kids just find hilarious. I'm not entirely sure what it is. some about the rape that they find hilarious.
I didn't know kids like honey so much.
Do you think that if they change it to the land of canola and honey, they would just have like bees in like oil wrestling, like a KY jelly wrestling rink?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't. But the problem is that they would fill it, it'd be like mud wrestling, but it'd be filled with both canola and honey, something that's slick and something that's, you know, very sticky.
Yeah.
So it'd be a net zero. It's basically you're just in water now.
Yeah.
Thick water.
Yeah. Well, luckily we did some research and found out that back in 1943, the high school mascot was called the Tisdale Raper. But they changed it. I made all of that up. Not a word of that was true.
Was their mascot named Jack?
Jack
Raper.
Jack the Raper. No, but that's actually pretty funny. That's a good joke. You should have done that one instead. That was way better.
They can't all be gems, buddy.
No. If they were, I'd probably still be here.
You'd have a lot of gems.
I'd have a lot of gems. A lot of special magical gems. But Tisdale is a gem. Maybe that's a place that I should have my ashes dumped. I don't really care for rape, and I'm not a huge fan of honey, but sounds like a cool place.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like a really cool place.
But will they allow funeral strippers? It's really what we need to be asking ourselves.
Well, I mean, I think only China will do that. And, you know, speaking of China, there's another, you know, type of story in story number 3 that we should probably elaborate on.
Mm. Now, Don, you've done a great job so far, but okay. your transition, we need to work on that. That was your first one.
Can I try again then?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see.
Give me your line, dude.
I don't remember what it was, but I'll say something else to try and get us in there. Rape and honey are delicious together.
Speaking of segue, let's go to story number 3.
Perfect. That was so much better. It was cleaner. It was crisper. It got me out of a tight jam.
We're going to go all the way once again to China because they seem to be just coming up with gold all the time. And there is a physicist / video game designer who has designed a very special video game. Lou, do you want to elaborate on it?
No.
No? Well,
if you're going to ask me to, I'm going to tell you no every time.
Well, I'm trying to pull up my paper and I couldn't, so I was trying to.
You could have just said that. You could have just said, let me get my papers in order, like Tom Brokaw, and then cleaned them on the table.
Yeah, it didn't quite happen. So basically, we just came to a train wreck. Yay!
Good. It wouldn't be the show without it.
So he's a video game designer, and he designed a video game on his phone for the ladies because he wanted to strengthen up ladies' lady parts with this video game. So basically, there's the controller, which is similar to a tampon that you insert in the vagina so you can perform Kegels to play the video game.
I just want everybody to take a second and really fathom what just came out of Don's mouth. Just everyone take a moment and absorb it. You're going to stick the remote for the video game into your cooter, and then you're going to play video games based on how tight you can clench your progenitor.
Yes, and on top of that, if you do the Kegel properly, it will give you a vibrating sensation as a reward.
How exciting is that? And here I thought we would never have sex toy video games. Here we are.
You thought wrong, my man.
Another gift from China.
Oh, man. Yeah, luckily it's Bluetooth. It's not actually corded.
apparently, and this is a great quote just for life in general. Pelvic floor related diseases are very common, affecting half of all women. Jesus Christ. Really? Oh, no, this is the quote that I was looking for, but then I read that one first. When she found herself unable to control her piss, she was really pissed off.
Referring to his wife.
Jesus Christ. That's so weak. That's so fucking weak. Even Ben would think that that was pathetic.
Yes. And the fact is that he's on Kickstarter, and the video game is called SKEA, and it's actually an acronym for Smart Kegel Exercise Aid. And the motherfucker has already raised $52,000.
So, all right. So someone told a video game magazine that it was, quote, like playing Temple Run with Fitbit, just that I don't use fingers, but use my pelvic muscles. So what that leads me to believe is I've actually played that Temple Run game, so I know what they're describing. So essentially, you're just tightening the left side, the right side, both at the same time, in order to move your person either left, right, or jump. Which mm-hmm. is actually, like, this is one of those inventions that I'm really jealous that I didn't think of. Like, god damn it. What an ingenious, ingenious idea.
Yeah.
But you know what? It'll be like the shake weight or any other sort of like he'll sell a bunch of them and then people will just stop caring.
Yeah, this is a get your money now and get out type of an endeavor.
Yeah, but he raised $52,000 for a vagina video game.
I know. You know, and the thing is that he had to make a simple video game like Temple Run because, like, even, you know, another simple game like Bejeweled just wouldn't work.
I feel like Bejeweled would be funny as shit, though. I feel like I'd love to see Farmville for the Cooter 2000 or whatever they're calling it, the Skia. That's a terrible name. What does that even stand for? Sophisticated Kegel Eraser Anomaly.
Yeah. You know what? We should have had a game for that. What does Skia stand for, other than what it actually stands for?
I know what it stands for. I don't like it though.
No, I agree. And oh, by the way, if you ladies are interested out there, they are coming out here very shortly with a Black Swan version. Mm. You know, because once you go black, it's something about being black. I have no idea.
Once you go black, it's something about being black. I like Scholastic Cooter Enhancement Association.
Let me come up, see if I have anything.
Seminal Cootacular Entertainment Allowance. I have no idea. I'm just making up things now that don't make sense. But good for this guy, but also at the same time, fuck this guy. Because it's kind of like the biggest backhanded compliment ever. He's like, honey, this piece of work that defines me has only been invented because you have a loose floppy vag.
Yeah, and my penis is really small and your vag is now ginormous.
Right. And so it's one of those things where it's like, it's great, like, congratulations. You earned it, like, very inventive. But at the same time, like, you're in the back of your wife's mind, she's got to be like, that motherfucker is making all this money because of my loose vagina.
And he's very open about it, too. He talks
he's
straight
talking
away
about his
about
wife.
It.
He's talking about his wife taking a piss. What kind of a fucking weirdo is like? Jesus, China, get your shit together. Keep fucking up my universe all the time. Oh my god. It's like every time China is definitely in 2015 is the year of China.
It is. It really is.
Like they're really knocking it out of the park right now. Their crazy levels are just through the fucking roof. I'm not saying that what this guy's doing is crazy. I think it's actually fairly genius. What I'm saying is that it just seems like every time I turn around, China is doing something so outrageously absurd. They're also the ones that had the semen extractor where you just stick your dick in a hole and it just rips your fucking jizz out of you. Like, China is coming up with some really fucking weird shit for your body parts, and yet they don't want you to have a stripper at your funeral. This is so – it just doesn't make sense. Get your shit together. Which side are you on? Do you love the perversion or do you hate the perversion? Stop straddling the line.
pick a side. I really don't care. Just pick a side.
Pick a side. Maybe squeeze the right kegel, then the left kegel, then both to jump. Just follow the instructions. There's a tutorial at the beginning of the game. Get your shit together. Stop fucking up everybody's universe. But good for you, Tom Chen, if that's your real name. It's probably not his real name. No, seriously, it's probably not his real name.
Yeah, it's probably Joe Smith, and he's from Los Angeles.
Yeah. Joe, yeah, it's Mike Thomas from Phoenix. No, this is good, again, good for him, but also, like, I guess this would be one of those things that, as someone who isn't a total bastard man, like, I would struggle with this. Like, if I had this invention specifically for something as personal as that, I feel like I would kind of be like, like, I'd know enough to be ashamed about it. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be boasting about it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be in press conferences and be like, I'm not saying my wife's vagina is floppy, but dot, dot, dot. Ben would be great at filling in something here, and this is right in his wheelhouse. I'm not saying that I would do this, but if I did, dot, dot, dot.
Lou?
Yeah.
Lou, would somebody try to use this to tighten up something other than their vagina?
I mean, yeah, you could use it in your butthole, probably.
I would think that this would also have a predominantly gay following.
You would, well, not predominantly, but I would imagine that there will be some game, and it would be like, I want to play this this anal video game.
Wait, if I squeeze at the right time, it vibrates. I'm in.
Yeah, like that's. I can't believe that that's a thing, because that's the part that puts it really over the top. Like, before that, you're just like, oh, this is a clever idea, but then it's like, and it also gives you a vibration of pleasure. All right, now you're just kind of a pervert. Now you're just sort of a, yeah. Listen, Tom Davis from Pocono, Florida. You're not fooling anybody.
We got you covered, dude.
Speaking of not fooling anybody, or fooling a lot of people, it doesn't matter. Let's go to story number four.
It works both ways.
It does work both ways. In the past, we've done some great stories about Groupon selling really bizarre stuff and doing bizarre things. This time, they really fucked up. The headline reads, Groupon recalls counterfeit condoms, and also, who buys condoms on Groupon? A great question from the article, but it shouldn't have been in the headline, for what it's worth.
Agreed.
So effectively, what has happened here is that there was a daily deal where they sold condoms on Groupon, and unfortunately, they sold counterfeit Durex condoms that had holes in them. I mean, that's pretty much the story, Don. So Groupon, I assume, buys all of their shit through suppliers. So one of their suppliers just sort of was like, I'll buy all your knockoff Durex that you've poked pins through?
I mean, I'm guessing that Durex was also incorrectly spelled, you know, just one letter off, so that they were Durex.
It was Durex.
Yeah, exactly. Durex with two X's at the end or something like that.
Durex, D-I-R-E-C-T-S, Durex.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been any number of things, but it's just that actually really sucks, because, like, you know, if you're a young kid and you're like, oh, don't worry, but girl, I got some condoms that I bought online at Groupon for a super steal, and then you guys are humping like rabbits for 3 days, then you see that story and you just go, oh, shit. That'd be – you want to talk about like a sinking feeling where you know that your life is over? Oh, shit. That would suck.
That would suck, and for what it's worth – I'm really glad I didn't buy the Groupon when it came up on my screen.
Thank God, Don. Thank God you passed on that Groupon. Otherwise, we may be having a very different conversation right now. Speaking of having a conversation about this, let's play a new segment, but it's based on a classic segment. Since Ben's not here, we can't do a vague interview, so instead we're going to do a TMI interview with Don, everybody.
Let's do it.
Don, in this week's TMI interview, you'll be playing the sick fuck who sold all the Durex condoms with holes in them.
Bring it on, my man.
We're gonna call you Mr. Pokey.
Mr. Pokey.
All right. Now, Mr. Pokey, when you realized that the condoms were counterfeit, what was your strategy there in selling them?
Well, I figured that I would try, you know, to get it mass marketed online, mainly because, you know, just selling them on the street underneath my trench coat was really not going to really work. And so because my rep was bad at eBay, Etsy, and Angie's List, I decided Groupon was the best choice.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, that was a quite a bit of information. So now you mentioned there that you have bad ratings on several other distribution mm-hmm. sites. What were those bad ratings for?
I was selling children.
Like actual living children?
Well, they weren't living anymore.
Oh.
Was that out loud?
Yes, and we are recording. Okay, well, this is very surprising. So what you're telling us is that you're essentially causing people to have children that they don't want, and then you're capitalizing on the dead bodies.
Well, no. I want them to have as many kids as possible because I have an unhealthy infatuation with people getting trapped into parenthood, you know, because they think that they're being safe, but they're really not. The kids selling on the side is just strictly a side business.
Okay, I'm...
This is my primary business, is to sell condoms that are full of holes to as many innocent people as possible.
All right. Well, my mouth is agape, and I'm afraid to even ask you this next question, but how does one get into this line of work?
Well, one is you sell a whole bunch of condoms that you think are good, and they actually are not, which, you know, for the most part, you think that they're good, and there actually is a manufacturer defect. And you say, well, what the hell? That was pretty thrilling because I knew that they were bad, but I needed to make my money back anyway, so I sold them. And so I just continued to do it. And after a while, I put pinholes in them, and that was really, really, you know, enthralling, but it was hurting me. So I decided that I would continue, but I would find a better efficient way. So I started using three-hole punches. I started to, you know, just poke holes with it with, you know, as many different metal objects as I could, and people just continued to buy them. So I figured that there was a market out there, so I continued to sell them.
And that's how you play the TMI interview game, everybody. Holy shit. Last week Ben was like, I wonder who this interview person is. And I was like, it's me. I'm the one. And boy, that was rough. That was rough. Although you're probably not that far off. That guy obviously is some sort of sick sexual deviant.
That's what I imagine this guy being. I mean, he is totally fucking out there.
He gets off on that one sneaky sperm getting through there.
Or with the three-hole punch, all of them.
Yeah, the three-hole punch was a nice touch. I was like, how would you not notice that, though, is my only concern about the three-hole punch. Like, how would you not notice that? Like, wouldn't even if you have a tiny dick, wouldn't you just sort of rip right through that, baby?
Well, you know, maybe not. Hey, actually, they were the extra large ones, so people with large cocks would have them.
Yeah, they'd be all right then.
Yeah, they'd be all right. They wouldn't notice it, right? Right.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. So this is the thing that happened. I feel like it's ridiculous whenever I'm on Groupon and I see that there are stroker cups or like 10-speed rabbit vibrators. I just go, is this? Are we serious?
Basically, anything sexual. It always feels like I'm buying it secondhand.
It does, doesn't it? Like, you feel like you're buying a discount dildo because, you know, because it's a good deal on a dildo. But at the same time, you just have to wonder, where is that dildo coming from? Why didn't other people want this dildo?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand if it's last year's model, but I'm not buying that it's actually last year's model.
Whose purse has this dildo been in for the last 4 weeks?
Exactly. Why is it covered in fuzz?
Oh... Because it has been in Russia.
in Soviet Russia, dildo fuzzes you.
Yeah, gross. Oh, super gross. No, Russia sucks, though, too. I mean, it's no Indiana, but... oof-ta. What were we talking about? Gerbils?
I believe that's what we're talking about.
No, that can't be right.
No, probably we were talking about something...
True.
A little more sexual.
That's true. That's right. We were talking about people not wanting kids, having kids.
Yeah, we should probably go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I think we're going to do something great. Go on.
Well, you know, Lou, we've already fucked it up this far. We might as well keep going, huh?
No, we haven't fucked anything up. Do it. Say what you were going to say. Fucking do it.
All right. Yeah, maybe we should focus on somebody who actually wants to have kids.
There we go. See, didn't that feel good? That was a great segue. I just interrupted you twice.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm a sub. What can you expect from me, dude?
you're doing a great job. Why don't you tell us about this weird, disturbing story?
So our final story, story number 5 before this train wreck comes to an end, is across the pond in good old Britain. It's about a turkey baster and two friends. Yes, you guessed it. There is a turkey baster baby that has been cooked, and now two parents are fighting over custody because one thought they were just going to be friends. The female did, and the male actually thought he was going to be a part of the kid's life. And now they are in court to fight over custody.
Look, if you're splooging into a turkey baster, I feel like you have, by that esteem, you have already waived your rights. Like, once that's what happens, you're out.
I would disagree, my man.
No. No, because here's the thing, man. They could have conceived it naturally, right? They both could have gotten it on and done it that way, the correct way. This dude kept coming over, whacking it in her bathroom, and putting it in a turkey baster. That's fucking weird. I feel like at that point, like, as a grown adult person, how are you going to teach a child what is right and wrong? You are spanking it into something that is used traditionally on Thanksgiving to season a delicious turkey, and she's just going to shove that up her hoo-ha to try and plant your seed? Like, if you guys are friends, why don't you just do it? What difference does it make?
One, I agree with you, because, I mean, even if you're not into each other, I'm guessing that it would at least feel good and you guys can be close to it. I don't really get it.
I mean, because then it's really your child. I feel like when you're turkey based and it's sort of, I don't know, there's something off about it. It's different when it's properly done by a medical professional for reasons of infertility. These are two fertile people. They should have just been humping like rabbits do.
Yes. I would agree, and a lot. And the thing is that the turkey baster didn't actually work at first. Like, they tried for a few months, and then that didn't happen.
Of course it didn't work. You're putting splooge into an unsterilized turkey baster.
Yeah,
You're lucky that you didn't have a turkey.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put gravy out there and expect everything to work.
Haven't you ever seen Jurassic Park? You're lucky you didn't have a velociraptor. Like, Jesus Christ. Did this woman seriously thought that this was the most effective way to go about that? Again, just have sex with the dude. Don't make him come over and spank it in your bathroom. That's just so weird.
Agreed. And the thing is they thought they had, quote unquote, the Joyce or whatever the lady's name is, thought that they had an agreement that they would just be friends afterwards. That is something you do in high school. Hey, we could just be friends. Not after this, when you actually squirt the guys spooge up in yourself. I think you guys are a little bit more than that.
I feel like if you think so highly of him that you want to have his child, why wouldn't you just do it with him and then let him be a part of the kid's life? Like, obviously you think that he's a decent person. Otherwise you wouldn't want these things. Like, it's so very bizarre. Like, her thought process is puzzling to me. Like, he's good enough for you to take a turkey baster and launch a spooge rocket into your kuha. But he's not good enough just to put it there himself? And, like, he's not good enough to help you raise the – like, he's offering. He wants to help. Like, what woman – what? Like, who's going to just reject that and be like, no, I'd rather do it alone?
Hey, Lou, this is a woman who has been told all her life that she can't do anything. And so she's going to prove otherwise by raising this kid all by herself. These are daddy issues right here is what this is.
This sounds like a 1980s Diane Keaton movie.
That is true. I'll second that one. That's fantastic. All right,
let's go back to the drawing board here. Let's go back and talk about this turkey baster situation. So, okay, when you go to a sperm bank and you make a donation at a sperm bank, they take your sperm and they put it in a refrigerated room, and then when the timing is right, they take your spooge and then they inject it in the appropriate areas to create a child or an embryo, whatever we're going to call it these days. So what this woman tried to do was she drank a glass of wine, watched a couple of MacGyver episodes, and was like, I bet you I can get the same result from taking this turkey baster, putting it in the dishwasher, then dumping some of this guy who is just okay spooge in it, and then I'm just going to launch that shit up there. Like, Don, is there something wrong with me that my brain just doesn't function this way?
No, I think that you are thinking in a very healthy manner. I think this is not good. I think this is terrible, and she probably should have gone through actual clinical ways instead of the turkey baster. Because I'm pretty confident doctors are not going to actually say that you should put anything other than what should go up there.
Well, and like, this is, you have to think that this is really terrible, like, because someday the kid is going to, like, find out that he was a turkey baster baby. And, like, what is that going to do to the kid? Maybe they should have tried to handle this a little more discreetly.
Yes. And as well, they're going to be on the hook for lots and lots of therapy for this kid if he ever finds out.
I mean, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe the kid just won't care. Maybe the kid will just be like, awesome.
So, just letting everybody know that the actual court ruled in favor of the father in this case, because the turkey baster was not medical equipment, and she knew him and she cognizantly made the choice. So therefore they were both awarded joint custody. And so my thoughts are, is of course a turkey baster isn't medical equipment. It's meant for fucking Thanksgiving dinner. And remind me never to accept an invitation to Joyce's Thanksgiving ever, Lou.
I think you'll be fine. Because she lost the turkey baster. it's gone now.
Oh, did it go up too far?
Maybe. Its whereabouts are yet to be determined. On next week's Unsolved Mysteries, a UFO sighting in Arizona,
but
leads to strippers at a funeral. no,
yeah, but in my world, buddy, this is a tasty, tasty story.
Yep, I like this one. You know what else is really tasty, Don?
What?
Delicious Porcupine Cookies, our wonderful sponsor.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, flourless. I don't know the list of all the places. I know you can get them at a couple of places in Bellevue now. They also do cakes, so be sure to check that out. You can find them on Twitter, and you can also follow the link on our website to find delicious, tasty morsel of porcupine cookies. Well, Don, thank you for coming on and filling in for Ben. I hope you had some fun. I feel really bad because I created a brand new game, but we'll have to save that for another time because I couldn't just have you play the game by yourself. Although I know you love to play with yourself.
Hey, I do it all the time. And thanks for having me. It's nice to play with somebody else today.
Yeah, good one.
You like what I did there?
Yeah, that was good. That was sharp. Well, do you have any closing words for this week, John?
If you're going to get inseminated, get that shit written down on paper first.
You heard it here, folks. We want prenup.